This podcast is part of the TPS Radio Sports Podcast Network at www.tpsradio.net.
Austin 316 says I just whipped your ass.
19, you big fat sucker!
A $2, no, 50 cent, no. Buy two, get one free. Does anybody have change or nickel? Bring it!
Well, this is at TPS Radio, WW Pod, we're back. Why have we been gone? My fault. My computer broke completely. Hard drive destroyed. Everything gone. Couldn't record. But I've managed to find Mike. And we are back talking wrestling once again. And I tell you what, Mike, last, not plugging ourselves too much, last month, we had so many downloads. I reached the bandwidth limit for what we could download.
Yes, indeed. We have, that's amazing. We've had our most successful month ever, boys and girls.
Yep. And oh, in hindsight, I apologise for any audio problems we have during this episode of WW Pod. It won't be repeated again. We are going very old school. We're as about as I'm not very technology savvy on the best of days, but this is going back right. You know, the 1950s would have been high tech to the things we're recording with today. But anyway, let's get on. I haven't watched all of Raw. I know the Price is Right, Bob Barker came to Raw, but there was an interesting piece of news that made me laugh. I have to share it with you, Mike.
Go on.
I didn't tell you. You may have heard of it. Okay. According to the PW Insider, it's reporting that at last night's Raw taping in Chicago, a backstage fight between... Do you have any idea?
Howard Finkel... and Chris Masters.
It could be better.
It could be better?
Okay. A backstage fight between the Great Khali and the Big Show took place.
No!
That Saturday's WWE SmackDown ECW house event. According to several sources, there was said to have been some heat between the two, even before the fight took place. This includes Show reportedly being upset that Khali was using moves that he feels should be exclusive to him as a giant in WWE. Interesting.
What's that make Khali then?
Well, isn't Khali... I think if you put the two next to each other, Khali's actually taller.
Yes, he's slightly bigger.
Yeah, anyway, as for the fight itself, the two were described as getting into an argument after a six-man tag team match. And, well, Big Show threw the first punch, as one source described it. Khali blocked it, and the two began fighting. Show then slipped on something and went down, leading to Khali jumping on top of him. And then this was then broken up.
Crap! Holy shit!
There you go. I thought... You know what? If ever you wanted a YouTube video that of the week, that would have been the video of the week for us. WWE Pod. Why wasn't that? See, you put that on a SmackDown or Raw. That could have been the moment of a pay per view, couldn't it? Something like that.
Definitely. I mean, it would be a lot more entertaining than Chavo last week. We had Hornswoggle versus Chavo Guerrero dressed as a cow.
Yes, I saw that. Oh.
Horrible, was it? I felt ill. Unbelievably bad.
I felt all sorts of things, Mike.
And then to follow it up to make us feel a lot better, we had Big Show versus Mark Henry. It was maybe the worst half an hour of wrestling television I've ever seen.
The worst half an hour.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Well,
Hornswoggle versus a cow, followed by Henry versus Show in a match last week on Raw. Horrific.
Yeah. They're the two people we've been saying, please leave WWE. I think I remember asking you actually, if you were to get rid of two people back in the day, I'm not sure. I'm fairly positive that Big Show and Mark Henry were the two people you said.
Definitely. They're just shite. And it sounds like Khali would agree with us, at least on one of them.
Yeah, you know what? Dare I say it, but since Kylie's funny face turn, I dare say he's probably got more charisma than the Big Show.
He does, that's the thing. He's more entertaining than Show.
Yeah, he probably doesn't even know it, but he is more entertaining than Show. I want to see a day where he is the backstage interviewer.
Oh, really?
That'd be funny, wouldn't it?
We now go over to an interview with Kali!
Yes.
I am here with... Who are you? The Hurricane. Well, yes, it was my mother's originally. Thank you for bringing that up.
Do you know
what other bit of news there's been?
Okay, tell me.
Guess who else has been arrested?
I got your text. I couldn't actually do anything about it because I can't. My phone was busted because I need my iPhone, funnily enough, to connect to my computer to sort things out. Obviously, I couldn't do that. And at the time my computer went down, my iPhone wasn't working properly, and I couldn't restore it. Obviously, shocking. Oh. But anyway, lay me on with this information, Mike.
I'm going to lay you on with this, and indeed, this is now, I guess, for all to hear. Christopher Daniels has been given a DUI.
Well, DUI, yes. I've also heard TNA are now forming a new tag team with Angles and Daniels called DUI. You heard it here first. Would it surprise you if Vince Russo did it? Let's be honest, come on.
It would actually be quite funny.
Yes, it's very insider. Well, not really, I think, because everyone knows about the Kurt Angle problem. But yeah.
They do now, we've told them.
Yes, the whole world listening now knows about the Kurt Angle problem. And
based on last month.
Yeah, that was so last month. But now, interestingly, Angelina Love gone from TNA.
Really?
Something to do with her work visa expiring.
Why? Is she not American?
No, apparently not. I think she's Canadian. I could be wrong. But the fallout, yeah, her work visa issues.
Wow, I wonder how her daughter, Velvet Sky, feels about this.
Yep, she had a Canadian work visa. So
you missed that, didn't you?
I did miss that. I apologise, I'm sorry.
I said, I wonder how her daughter, Velvet Sky, feels about this.
Well, obviously for TNA, it wasn't on purpose. Hey.
Indeed.
So that really is, for me, a big loss for them. In the sense that, okay, she's not going to win any award for her wrestling. But as a character, she was, you know, up there with the women, wasn't she?
Definitely. The Beautiful People were surprisingly good.
Yes. They were one of the better things on what would normally be when I watched a horrible Impact show.
So indeed, I wonder what they're going to do now. They're going to have to think of something for Velvet.
It would make sense if they carried on with the Beautiful People in some guise or another and just put another person in there.
I wonder who they could use. Who do they have that's pretty?
Sting.
And could be a heel.
Sting. Well, they had Kip James at one point. No, he's not pretty. But
Kip James is not pretty.
Cute Kip.
Cute Kip may have been cute 10 years ago.
Do you think the whole Cute Kip thing will be in our top 10 one day, along with rubbish things like the Gobbledygooker?
Oh, God, he was just...
What, Cute Kip or the Gobbledygooker?
Cute Kip. Shocked.
So, let me get this right, Mike. You're more shocked at the Cute Kip than the Gobbledygooker. Or whatever his name was. Yeah.
I find Cute Kip worse than the Gobbledygooker.
Really?
Well, the Gobbledygooker we can look back on and smile. At no point in my life do I think I'm going to reach the tender age of 43 or something. And I'm going to look back over shows that we've done by the time we're out of 4,000th show or something, and go, you know what I really miss? I miss a 46-year-old guy who never gets in the ring, who has hair like scrambled egg, hanging out.
you had me at scrambled egg.
Yes, I had a feeling I would. A lot of people have you at scrambled egg.
Yeah, has hair like scrambled egg.
I think he does. His hair is awful, and he wears, you know, I mean, the hair bands that he wears make mine look very, very straight.
Well,
and I look pretty gay in my hair bands. You've just lost it completely today, haven't you?
Scrambled eggs, and now the gay hair, now the gay hairbands.
Well, Cute Kip is a guy. I don't know. The most notable thing he's done in the past, like 8 or 9 years, was a 5-minute appearance in an options coffee advert here in the UK.
I remember that. I did a double take as well. You know, it was one of those moments. Did I just, you know?
Exactly, because it was so quick. You kind of went, huh? I can understand that thinking, but I'd heard about it before I saw it. Then I saw him and went, oh, yeah, there he is. Flexing.
Well, yes. So what did you think? Considering you watched Raw, the most recent guys of Raw, while I was busy, I caught a bit of it, but I had to flick through it. What did you think of the idea of Bob Barker coming anyway?
It was kind of fun, but unfortunately, I'm English, so I had little clue who the fuck he was.
Yeah, I think the only time... Was he in the Happy Gilmore film with Adam Sandler?
Apparently.
Yes, that's how I know him.
Oh, okay, I didn't remember. They mentioned that on Raw, but I didn't remember that. All I remember about Happy Gilmore is Adam Sandler being a bit angry with a stick. It's very funny, but I don't remember him. So it was fun, but I bet he was sitting there going... Anyone outside the USA is going to be very confused at this.
Yeah, and I can't say from like first hand because you know I'm not in the right place to say much about the actual Raw. But when I heard about it and I read about it, correct me if I'm wrong, but it didn't. Considering there is a pay per view this weekend, which we'll be getting to very soon, it didn't really build the pay per view all that well. Someone was saying, is that true?
Well, I think they talked about it a fair bit. The words breaking and point were probably mentioned about 50 times.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah, so I don't think that's particularly true. They banged on about it a bit, and you have stuff like, let's see, we now know a bit more. The tag match with DX is going to be a submissions... Oh, what's it called?
Submissions Count Anywhere match.
That's it. Submissions Count Anywhere matchup. That's what it's going to be. So that's something. So we now know a bit more about that. And I think they plugged it a bit. I mean, I don't know how well it's going to do. But I am pleased that for the first time in quite a while, we have a pay-per-view with a new name.
Let's just hope it works, eh?
Indeed, let's hope it works. I do hope that it works out. Let's just hope that it's a good show.
Well, it could, but you know, sometimes these B shows can be quite surprising. I mean,
a show for bees.
Yeah, a show for bees. I mean, let's run down the matches, going from bottom to top. The ones they've confirmed: Christian, William Regal, with Vladimir Kozlov, and
you make it sound like you're just talking about his religious views.
Yes,
Christian William Regal versus Jewish Santino Marella.
Yeah. Well, we've got Christian
It's like in newspapers where you have a story that has nothing to do with their age, but then every single one, Lady Gaga, 23, who cares?
Yeah. They do that, don't they?
That's absolutely nothing to do with the story.
No. Christian, 30-something, versus William Regal. I don't know how old he is. Yes?
I reckon he's about 39. If he's not 40 already, he's hurtling towards it.
Well, there you go. We've got Christian William Regal, singles match for the ECW Championship. I asked you this question before I asked you for a winner.
I would like William Regal to win.
Okay, how long is this match going to last?
It was going to be a lot longer than the last one.
But it bloody better be.
I still don't think it'll be the longest. 7-8 minutes?
Yeah, okay. And you think... But you want William Regal to win, yeah?
I want William Regal to win, but that doesn't mean I think he will.
That doesn't mean you think he will. Okay.
Yeah, I think Christian will probably retain.
Okay. If I had to say, I'd want Regal to win, because it would... Be, and he's got Kozlov and Jackson with him, you know, ringside as well.
Yes, so, indeed. I mean, Jackson's massive, isn't he?
Yeah, so if you ever you wanted a screwy finish, this is quite possibly would be one of the matches. There's another one I reckon that would have a screwy finish, but we'll get to that later. But yeah, this one I think will probably be... I don't think they'll put the title on William Regal, even though I think they should. I'd imagine if you were booking it too, you'd put the title on William Regal.
Above Christian?
Yeah, at the moment. Right now.
I can understand your thinking because of all the momentum he has and such.
Yeah, and I think it would help. And then, hey, if you wanted to continue the storyline, you got the Survivor Series, a big one, just bigger matchup for that. And then he gets it back finally, after all the screw jobs. Maybe, I don't know.
That could work. Are you saying you think that's going to happen?
No, I think Christian's going to win and they'll get on with somebody else.
Okay, so let's say Christian will probably hold the big silver belt.
Yes, that's massive. And talking about massive, and talking about rematches we possibly don't want to see, we've already said this once, it happened at WrestleMania 23. It's happened at the last pay-per-view, I believe.
Oh, really?
And it's happening again. Yes, the great Khali versus Kane.
But Khali's got a lot of aggressions to get out now.
You know what? I would change that to the Big Show now. I know they're eating a match. Just to get the internet fans talking.
They punched the shit out of each other.
Yes. This is what? This is a Singapore Kane match.
Is it?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yes, and well, who's going to be breaking? Who's going to be at their point of breaking come the end of this match, Mike?
Do you think Khali would use a kendo stick as like a cocktail stick?
He probably would, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he'd put a sausage on the end of it.
Yes.
A massive sausage.
Or a hornswoggle.
He could put a hornswoggle-sized sausage on the end of it.
Go down in one gulp, that would.
Go down in one gulp?
Yes.
Good lord. Anyway,
good lord. I'm saying the great Khali, straight out.
Yeah, I'm saying the face to come out on top.
Okay, we have then, D-Generation X.
By the way, isn't it a bit of a surprise whose face we're going to be seeing again on Raw next week as the guest host?
Oh, who is?
Trish!
Yes, because they're in Toronto.
They are in Toronto, so the seven-time women's champion, I believe, is going to be the lovely, lovely Hostess.
I know, she did that appearance in December, didn't she? That surprising one. And the only thing it was lovely, but it almost reminded
lovely.
You it, yeah but in the sense that you know Trish is back and it reminded you of how good the women's divisions once was in the WWE when Trish was around and Lita was around, and almost even though you know I think we took it for granted back then.
Maybe a little bit. I mean, I remember at one point thinking it was cool that you had, like, Mickey, Lita and Trish all around at the same time. How cool it was to have three women who could really go. At the moment, we've got Mickey, who can wrestle. We've got Beth, who can wrestle. And we've got Michelle McCool, who can wrestle.
But they don't... Yeah, but... Yeah, that's very true, actually, Mike. But...
Apart from Michelle McCool.
But they don't... They don't seem to...
There's something missing.
Yeah, I think we talked, you and I think we talked coming up to WrestleMania before that whole Battle Royal was announced. We talked how good it would be, Beth Phoenix versus Trish Stratus at WrestleMania for the women's belt, for example, you know, and build it up.
Maybe. How did they not think of this?
I know. If we didn't talk about it, I know it was definitely mentioned. And, you know, that money, straight away... Much better than that shitty Battle Royal they had, for example.
The Battle Royal sucked.
Yes, it looked like a good idea. And you know what, Trish, we said it as well, did a very good job not getting involved in that, in hindsight.
It was the right move. Not doing anything even close to it.
Amen to that. It definitely was the right move. But she's coming to Toronto. She's hosting Raw, and I think it will be good. Will she get in the ring for a match of some kind? I can't see her not getting in the ring doing one of her moves at least. A couple.
Oh, yeah, I reckon she'll interfere. I don't think she'll have a match. I reckon she'll interfere.
You will see her kind of running the ropes, doing a few moves at some point. Definitely, I reckon.
Yes, I reckon she'll do a run in and whack Beth Phoenix or something.
Yeah, that'll be good.
She will whack Beth Phoenix and she and Mickey James will stand and do the whole arms aloft thing.
Oh, that'd be nice.
And then they'll slowly move towards each other.
And then?
Good Lord. Sorry, I'm just thinking about the contents of my own head.
Good Lord. Well, on to that tag team match. DX and versus Legacy, basically. Triple H, Shawn Michaels versus Cody Rhodes and Ted DiBiase. Submissions count anywhere.
Do you think it'll go any further than this match, or do you reckon this will be it?
Well, we said it before. I said it to you off-air, I think, as well, that Legacy need to get a win, don't they? Really?
It would be good. It would be good, because otherwise Legacy just aren't going to look like a strong thing.
But
of course, heels can get away with it sometimes.
But, breaking point, WWE have almost made a rod for their own back in some of these matches, because I can't see Triple H or Shawn Michaels tapping out.
I know.
And you don't want... It would be bad to get a screwy finish, considering it's a submissions count anywhere match. So you can't really have a screwy finish in this traditional sense of the word, can you?
Not easily, no.
So, I can only see DX winning it again.
The only thing you could do would be maybe something like if Randy Orton ran in and whacked one of them on the leg, and then someone put on a thingy, figure four perhaps.
Yeah.
But I don't think we'll see it happen.
No. I'm fairly confident that this match, DX, is going to come out on top. I'll be very surprised if that was wrong. This is probably one of my most confident picks of the night.
Yeah, I mean, basically, if this was, say, in 2 months' time, right? If we were having this conversation in 2 months' time, then maybe I could see Legacy winning and they have some sort of Survivor Series blow-off.
Yes.
But, and sort of thing. The blow-off, by the way, I don't mean fart, okay? Just to be sure. Because we're having this conversation now, then no, I don't think it's going to carry on, and I think you're right. I don't see Legacy tapping. Hang on, I've got that wrong. I don't see D-Generation X tapping.
No.
I see Legacy farting.
Yeah, see, any other match, I probably would have gone for Legacy, because I'm saying they need a win, but yeah. The way this match is, I can't. And another interesting match, the next match, the championship match, the World Heavyweight Championship match, CM Punk, Undertaker. Now,
yes, there is no way in this or God's earth or there any other earth that the man from the dark side will tap out.
Okay, but I don't think there's any way you would want, even from a business perspective, CM Punk to lose the belt. He's just won it from Jeff.
I agree. So I think that CM Punk, because we know that this is a submission match, but no one has ever said it can't still end on a DQ. And that's what I think will happen. I think CM Punk will whack Taker with a chair.
Yep, and this is the other screwy finish I think is going to happen.
Yes.
You know, the night. I definitely think. I think what I would do if I was booking it is obviously not have the Undertaker tap out, because he's the Undertaker. It would be good for CM Punk, don't get me wrong.
Astonishing for CM Punk, but it won't happen.
Yeah, if you did want the Undertaker to tap in any form, I'd much rather CM Punk choke him so he passes out, for example, you know? Rather than tap.
You'd rather see that than the old Hell's Gate.
Oh, God, I can't stand the Hell's Gate. Please, Undertaker. No.
Hate Hell's Gate, don't you?
Yeah, but as I said, I think what's going to happen is he's going to lay him out with a chair and just knock the Undertaker out clean.
I agree. I don't think he'll knock him out. I reckon that he'll whack him, the bell ring, Taker will turn around, and either CM Punk will scurry off or he'll get chokeslammed.
Or he'll get chokeslammed.
Yeah, but there's no way that Taker will tap.
No.
Ever.
Ever.
Has he ever? You know, in the Bret Hart days, maybe, did he ever?
Did he ever tap against Kurt Angle?
I don't remember.
No. I haven't got a clue either.
I don't know. Does anyone know? If you know, email us, www.podcast@googlemail.com. We want to know your thoughts. We want to know your opinions. We want to know your mother. We want to know everything. And if you know the answer to that question, please help us out with that too. Has Taker ever tapped?
What about... Maybe he has tapped, but...
Nobody noticed.
The ref didn't see it, so it didn't count.
That could work.
But then again, it wouldn't kind of be official.
That's true. But it would still be quite a sight.
Yeah, it would be. I even put it in the internet, and I've put, has Undertaker ever tapped out? And I don't think he has.
In a way, if it turns out he has, I would feel a bit weird announcing it on here because it would destroy some of the mystique, you know what I mean?
Yes.
I want to know, though. I want someone to email in and tell me.
Well, there you go. There you go. We'll give you a prize. And we'll give you one of Mike's underwear.
I will seriously send a pair of my boxer shorts, totally clean. In fact, I'll even buy some new ones. I will buy a pair of boxer shorts for anyone who gives me the answer to that question. Email me at www.podcast@googlemail.com and I'll give you some pants.
And if you ask Mike nicely, Mike will even sign the boxer shorts, I'm sure.
Absolutely, I will. I'll sign them. I'll put a big sloppy kiss.
Big slip. Well, moving on from that, we've got Jericho and the Big Show versus the newly formed tag team of MVP and Mark Henry.
Yes.
They're kind of like, in a way, it's a good match for each other. I mean, you've got two big guys and two, you know, medium guys, cocky guys, you know?
It is a cool matchup, yeah. I mean, MVP versus Jericho, I love that as a fixture, don't you?
Oh, yeah, no, definitely. Big Show versus Mark Henry, not so much.
Not so much.
No, we had that. We've already had that. Never again, please.
Never, ever, 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 ever have I ever felt so low.
Well, there you go. So, I can't see Jericho and Big Show losing.
You think they'll hold on?
Yeah, they'll hold on. I think, in a way, they've got to hold on, in a sense, until Edge comes back. Because of that whole, how they started off together, you know, cussing him out and stuff. I think WWE probably saw that as the original plan. But as we know, they do like to change their mind a lot. But I can't see MVP and Mark Henry winning.
Yeah, I don't think they'll win it either.
No, because you're getting Jericho and Big Show. They're becoming a nicely established tag team. You know, I never thought it would happen, but they are.
Yeah, they're doing fine. I mean, let's be honest. I'm not just saying this because I dislike the Big Show. Jericho is more or less carrying it.
Oh yeah, without a doubt.
They're doing fine.
Yep. They are doing fine. So what do you?
I agree with you. I think they will continue to do fine.
They'll continue to do. Yes, I can. Okay, we've pretty much had the same. We've got the same picks here. So, and I think we're going to have the same pick for the next match: Randy Orton versus John Cena. I will say, before you make your pick, John Cena pretty much he guaranteed and made a promise to his fans that he is going to, well, in as many words, he said that he's going to win the match. So I'm going with John Cena. He's not a liar.
Oh, wow. You sound so non-smart with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He guaranteed it, therefore it will happen.
Yes, you watch. Look, every time someone guarantees, it seems to happen. The Rock guaranteed he's going to win the Royal Rumble. It happened.
That's true.
John Cena pretty much guaranteed he was going to beat Edge at that TLC match, and it happened.
There is no way in hell that John Cena will ever say, I quit.
No.
The only way Randy Orton will be able to hold on is if he clean knocks Cena the fuck out.
Or plays a tape, like The Rock did.
Or plays a tape, like Rocky did.
Yes.
Do you think that'll happen? Or are you flat out, no pun intended, stone cold set that it's going to be Cena?
I think it's going to be Cena, because how many screwy finishes did they have at SummerSlam just with this match?
Oh, yeah, I've forgotten about that.
So I think we're looking back at it, we'll probably end up saying this is the match they needed for SummerSlam almost, you know, for the big event. I reckon this could be one of the match, a really good match.
I reckon it'll be a great match. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, those two always work well together anyway. But yeah, to put in the I Quit, I think it's going to be a good one.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I think, yeah, you're right. I said I can't see John Cena saying I Quit. I can't see John Cena losing again after all those matches he lost at SummerSlam. He would look like an absolute mug. I think the only time I can see John Cena maybe saying I quit is if Randy Orton was about to punch John Cena's dad in the head or something, you know?
Ah, one of those.
But I don't think that would happen because that's a kind of screwy finish again. And I'm very sure the Punk Undertaker one's going to have a screwy finish. So you wouldn't want this one to be, you know, what that too. Because it's finishing off the show as well.
That's the closer, is it?
I'm very sure it's the closure.
I personally am finding it, you know, slightly tricky just because of the way Orton's been recently, exactly what's going to happen. But I'll say this. If you're right that Cena wins, which he probably will, I don't think he'll hold it for very long.
Really?
I think he'll hold it for 2, maybe 3 months at the very most before Orton wins it again going into WrestleMania.
You think so?
I do.
Then who will be your WrestleMania main event?
That's the question.
Is it going to... Please, let it not involve a Triple H. Please let it involve a Shawn Michaels, legend killer versus legend. Shawn Michaels saying, this is going to be my last chance at the title because I, you know, my best days are behind me. Then wins it at the main event of WrestleMania and then retires on the same night. There you go.
That is a brilliant idea.
Which will never happen.
Probably not.
No, but as we know...
I reckon that could happen, but Shawn wouldn't win.
No, Shawn wouldn't win, and you don't need to put over Randy Orton anymore now, I don't think, anyway. So
I think they ever needed to put Randy Orton over.
No, yeah, I agree to that. But I think it would be nice, and then think about it, right? You know, you'll have this big title, and then you've already got, for the next Backlash, just rename it King of the Ring, and then have a tournament for the title. There you go.
I like it.
Yeah, exactly.
And who do you think would win it? Triple H.
Yeah. No, Triple H. It goes out in the first match of the first round on the pay-per-view.
I like it.
Yeah. And we have someone like, and then in the final we have someone like, let me think, like an MVP versus John Morrison. Two complete, because then you're guaranteed a first-time new champion. You know.
I like it. He's the IC champ now, isn't he?
Pardon?
He's the IC champ now, isn't he?
Oh, yes, he is. He is. And, I do like the John Morrison. I like
Are you aware that you just said all of that twice?
All of that what?
Yes, he is. And then you said, I like. You're saying everything twice. What's going on? Are you on a delay?
No.
Are you on a slightly different time zone?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, there you go. To time travel level.
Oh, it's the time travel. Shoo, people. Remember them?
I do. I remember the shoe people.
Do you remember the shoe people? Email us.
Yeah. Yes. They could cut good promos. Do you remember the Poddington Peas?
These parasite shoes.
Oh, yes, the shoe. Oh, those were the days, weren't they?
Those were the days. You know, my sister bought me a Count Duckula t-shirt for my birthday.
That is awesome.
It is. It's brilliant.
I loved Count Duckula. Oh, I'll get it. Ah, good old Nanny.
Oh, my God, I love you even more. Yeah, it was a brilliant show, wasn't it?
And you had Igor. Oh, it was great, wasn't it?
It was fantastic.
We should do... When we launch the website, we should do a WWE Pod retro special back in the day when we were kids. Just have an episode where we talk about kids' televisions and how awesome it was compared to now.
We can have all sorts of things. We can have the retro TV cast. We can have the curry cast. We can have all sorts of things.
we can. We still want the worst things in wrestling as well.
Yes, that would be fun. The worst things in wrestling. And I'm not just saying this for another cheap plug, but it would be cool to know what you guys think in terms of the worst things in wrestling. So do send us something. www.podcast@googlemail.com. We will get around to it sometime. The worst things in wrestling.
Yeah,
because no one has done that before.
No, no one has done that. No, they have. Well, as far as I know, they haven't. Not our way. The worst things in wrestling. I'll tell you what, we've got the very soon, isn't it the 15th year anniversary? Not the 15th, but the anniversary of SmackDown?
10 years, yeah. Ten years of SmackDown.
Yeah, so I think what we need to do is, I think we need to have the top 10 superstars of SmackDown, Mike.
If I can remember enough of them, then yes.
Don't you worry about that. We'll have the list. I'll actually send you the list and a bit of research before.
To be honest, I always say that I'll never remember, and then when we do it, I always do.
Yep, so, exactly.
Okay. So you're right, we'll be fine.
We will be absolutely fine. I mean, you know, we manage the best superstars of WrestleMania. Shawn Michaels won it, and if you want to know the rest, you have to listen. So there you go, boys and girls.
It's still out there in the ether. It still does well, that one.
It does, yeah, it still does. It doesn't do too bad. Believe it or not, the most downloaded show so far this month, cheap plug, but is our Champion of Champions show.
Still?
Yeah, well, that one, yeah, for some reason, that they've got a ridiculous amount of downloads just this month.
It is a bit confusing that our old shows don't do so well, but we fucking love it and we thank you.
Yep, we do. I think, as I said, I'm rubbing myself now with mod. Well, we're plugging ourselves yet again, but I don't know.
You're
I think
plugging yourself and rubbing yourself.
Yeah, plugging and rubbing. Yeah, you should try it. It's very good. I mean, if any of you guys, if any of you guys out there in the interwebs want to have any idea for any shows or any specials, just send us an email and we will do them. No matter how crazy... I tell you what, the first idea that comes in, we'll do it. No matter how wacky or crazy the idea is.
I love it.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Whatever the idea.
The first idea that we get in, we will do. So act quickly. I don't know what it's going to be.
Which diva would give the best head?
Rosa Mendes. Because she's desperate.
Pardon?
Because she's new. She's desperate to stay in the company.
Yeah. Okay, here's a question, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Who, in the WWE, who will be getting their future endeavoured next?
I'm trying not to say Rosa Mendes just for a gag, but... God, who's going to get the... Shane McMahon.
Oh, that'd be great.
What's up against Shane McMahon?
No, I'm just saying, that'd be great. That'd give us a whole episode of stuff to talk about, wouldn't it?
It would be a hell of a shocker if they got a new marketing guy to replace Vince's son.
Yeah, it would be, wouldn't it? I'm going for Chavo Guerrero.
Really?
What's he going to do after this whole hornswoggle thing? He's been absolutely buried. They've got, you know.
I know they don't have a lot for him to do. He lost to Evan Bourne on Raw as well.
Yeah, and now Vicky's gone.
God, yeah, but at the same time, would they be? But you know what they're going to be thinking. We don't need this guy anymore, but we still feel sorry for him about you know who dying.
Yeah, that's true.
So you have to wonder. So if it's not him, I mean, let me see. Who else? You see, this is the thing. You try and think of people that they don't use much, but because they're not used much, you don't remember.
No.
I wonder how Jesse and Festus are going to do.
Well, that wouldn't surprise me if one of those two are the next future endeavoured. Why they broke that tag team up, I don't know. But
I know. They were fine.
I know. And then, yeah, when Crime Time is your only established tag team proper, that's a frightening situation.
You need a few more.
Yes, yeah, you do. Well, oh, Jeff Hardy's obviously officially gone now.
Oh, he has officially gone now.
He has. He's gone.
I wonder what he's going to do now.
He's got his own reality TV show signed or something.
No way.
Yep, something along those lines. Yep. There you go, Mike. Bit of news for you.
Is it called the Hardy Boys?
No.
Okay, it's not called the Hardy Boys, because that was a detective show, wasn't it?
Was it the Hardy Brothers? Oh, no, the Hardy Boys. Yes, it was, actually. It was novels.
I think they were called the Hardy Boys. Jeff Hardy goes around solving mysteries.
That would be excellent. I'd watch that.
I would too. He goes around. He goes around with a talking dog. Jeff Hardy goes around with Sylvester and Tweety Pie solving mysteries. Fuckery, fucker test, Jeff. It was Jim. and he goes, dude, you're right. It was so Jim. Yep. So charismatic when I'm not in the ring.
You've got a TLC pay-per-view in December. Yep, a TLC pay-per-view in December.
I didn't know that.
Rey Mysterio's been suspended. We forgot to mention that.
We did? What the fuck?
Yeah, that's a pretty big one.
Well, that explains why he lost the strap.
Yep. Been suspended because of he broke their wellness policy. But then Mysterio said he had a prescription for it and they didn't allow him enough time to get it because obviously he was on tour. So he couldn't contact his doctor in time to get that prescription to prove that he had a prescription. And he told Mexican TV that, and WWE didn't like it very much. He had heat, Mike.
Ray had heat?
Yes, and I think Nigel McGuinness has signed with WWE.
Wow! One of the best British wrestlers on the planet.
Yep. Oh, him and William Regal forming a tag team would be nice.
And then maybe at some sort of convention you could have the British Invasion versus those two.
Yeah, that'd be good. Never happened, but that'd be good, wouldn't it?
Never fucking happened, but yeah, it'd be cool.
Yeah.
Nigel McGuinness has signed. Do you reckon they'll just put him in a Rey Mysterio mask and hope no one notices?
Well,
a slightly taller, much paler version of Rey Mysterio.
They did that with Diesel, not without the mask, didn't they?
That is true. They had the fake Diesel.
So you couldn't put it past them, by all means.
But let's see now. Let me just see if I got this right. So Rey was found with, I don't know, steroids or something.
Well, yeah, he just failed a drug test, I think. I think it was for painkillers, not steroids.
But he couldn't prove... because he was on tour, he didn't have his prescription, so he couldn't prove that it was legit, so he's been suspended.
Something along those lines, yeah.
If we believe what he says.
Yes.
Wow.
The news could have been updated, and this could be completely wrong, so do check, boys and girls, in case I am completely wrong, but...
I wonder why they put the IC belt on John Morrison instead of Ziggler.
That is a strange one, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? Because it would be just the thing to cement his push.
Yep, and then you have a Morrison-Ziggler feud.
Why not?
Exactly, you know.
Strange move. Strange move indeed.
Yep, that is a very, very strange move.
A strange move. Like, if you were living in, say, Kingston, and you moved to Brixton, that would be a strange move.
Yes, that would be quite the strange.
If you're living in South London, and you moved to North London, strange move.
That would be a very strange move indeed.
It is in my eyes, anyway.
Well, yeah. Anyway, we're having a slightly shorter show today because I have to go somewhere. So, Mike, do you have anything to say to the listeners?
Well, while James prepares to go off and savagely something, we are going to. I want to mention this. When was the last time any of you savagely penetrated something? Email us at www.podcast@googlemail.com. Moving on from that, guys. We have a pay-per-view coming this Sunday. I hope you watch it. I certainly am going to be. WWE have been doing a few strange things recently. They're having this submission pay-per-view. A couple of the guest hosts have been slightly unusual. We've had a few too many turns, I think, by the guest hosts to mean that it's all a bit obvious. But just remember this. As I said before with TNA, I think it's worth putting up with it. Because whether that we... leave it all the time or not, the fact of the matter is, if you look at track record, WWE is pretty fucking cool. It's simple as that. We don't always agree with them. I certainly don't. I hate Mark Henry. I'm not keen on the Big Show. Carly can be a little off off-putting sometimes. Obviously, a lot of them are on the Whatnot, the Clear, or whatever, but or something TNA. You know, Kurt Angle went a bit mad, and they're still mad. You know, wrestling's a weird thing, but WWE, we slacked off a bit this week, but I always know that every Monday I'll be sat in front of the wall, and if I just get 5 minutes of good wrestling compared to an hour of shit talking, I think it's worth it. And I hope you guys feel the same way. Guys, have a pretty week. We will see you next time.